will try to preach about Father's Day, but apply for everyone. For you, ma'am, or you, if you are young, because in the future you will be father. And I'm surprised when I read about Billy Graham said about fathers. He said, a good father is an anonymous character. It's someone who is not praised and yet one of the most valuable assets of our society. And let me reveal an injustice. Why children spend less in Father's Day than Mother's Day? Oh no! And a study done in recent years, you can see the children consider the mom deserves more gift and better gift than dads. And this is because they recognize the effort of they make at home and the care of children every day. But in the other hand, children recognize that parents are not so focused in gift. In general, they don't expect someone to feel obliged to buy material things. You know why? Look at this. Because the best gift that can be given to a father is not to spend money. Are you with me? Ooh, this is the best gift. I'm not alone. Okay. It's very important for us to understand that the gratitude and appreciation of a child toward the father always grow as time passes. Mark Twain said, when I was 14 years old, my father was so ignorant that I could not stand him. But when I turned 21, it seemed incredible how much my father had learned in 7 years. The value of fatherhood is something that is admired over the years. For this reason, Michael Levine said, having children doesn't make you a father. In the same way that having a piano doesn't make you a pianist. There is a truth when we must never forget. The children, we are all children, one day leave childhood, but the father never leaves paternity. That's why today we honor fatherhood. Fathers who are good are many, but good fathers, there are few. You see the difference. I don't think there is anything more difficult than being a good father, but on the other hand, it's not difficult to be a father who is good. To be a father who is good, a soft heart is enough. But to be a good father, a strong will is necessary. The father who is good teach without thinking. The good father think to teach. The good father say yes when it be to be yes and no when it's no. The father who is good only knows to say yes. The father who is good make the child a little God where he always give everything the child asks for. The good father experience with his sons the presence of God, clarifying that he is the only one who owns everything. The good father blows up his son's fantasy by letting him create an airplane with two woods. The father who is good needs to go to a toy store to gain respect. The father who is good weakens the will of his son, saving him effort and responsibilities. The good father forms the character of the son, taking him on the path of duty and work. And the father who is good arrives at all age disappointed and regret, having lost time in distractions. The good father grows in years, respect, love, and with all his children wanting to be close to him. Mom, I need to tell you a secret. We, Dad, are different. And do you know where you can see the difference? For example, when we have to take care of them. Or perhaps if we had to make custom for schools. Or perhaps if we go for a walk with them. Or in the form of teaching to ride a bike. If you are laughing, it's because some coincidence here, no? Or perhaps the way to play with them. Or at lunchtime. Or perhaps at the time of going to the zoo. Or perhaps at bedtime. Or perhaps in the bathroom. Or in the kitchen. Or perhaps when the first date arrive. In the Bible, God constantly compares living your life with the construction of a building. God says that just like when someone builds a building, you can build a good or bad family, strong or weak children. Dad, you can build a life that leaves a legacy with impact, or you can simply live with unresolved questions. But Pastor, how about the difficult questions? That is your responsibility to answer them. Actually, you have three options in your life. Number one, you can destroy your life and spoil everything by making bad and self decisions. Or you can waste your life watching television, playing golf, or spending more time away from your home fleeing your responsibilities. Or you can invest your life in that which will last forever, your legacy. For that, your fatherhood doesn't require perfection, but security. That you are a man who assumes his responsibility in front of his family. Of course, my first question is, what are you building with your life? Are you allowing things to happen and you get carried away by the circumstances? When your children ask you why, do you have answers? That is why I like to tell and I want to talk about some characteristics of an impactful life that leaves a legacy and that makes a difference. My big question is, how can I help my children answer their questions? And I have 4 points. Number one, having God as the foundation of my life. Proverbs 24:3 says, by wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Listen to me. The foundation always determines the size and strength of any building. A building can be bigger or wider or stronger than its foundation allows. If you don't have a strong foundation for your life, Dad, you will not have a strong family. Do you understand that if you have a weak or fragile foundation, you will have a weak or fragile family full of doubt? The problem is not they, it's you. But what is the foundation of your life? If I ask you at this moment to tell me, would you know what it is? Because if you can't answer them, how can you create something with real meaning of that foundation? Life becomes much simpler when you know what your foundation is. Everything in your life will change except one thing: God. He is the only firm foundation, and everything else will change. If you put all your confidence in your career, in your job, everything will end one day. 1 Corinthians 3 said, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." The reason why many children turn away from God is because they don't understand why difficult and inexplicable situations happen. What is happening if he said and he asked to you, "Dad, why do bad things happen to us? Dad, why are there so many problems in the world?" What are you going to tell them? Do you want your children to feel safe, stable, without a dad? Listen to me. You must build your life under the foundation of the Word of God. This is the only way. There you will find not only the best answer, but the correct one. Number two, how can I help my children answer the question? Is loving God with all that you are. Deuteronomy 6 said, "Hear, O Israel, that the Lord of our God, the Lord is one, and love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be in your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a symbol of your hands and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gate." Dad, the only reason you should love God is because God loved you first. He showed that love by sending Jesus Christ to the earth to die for you and for me. He showed that love by creating you. He showed that love by giving you everything you have in the life. If you want to learn how to love your family, you have to understand and feel first how much God loves you. When you feel that unconditional love, you will not be angry like in the past. Do you remember? You will start to be more patient. You will forgive more easily. You will start to be more merciful. You were going to show your kids grace. And if they ask, "Dad, please explain to me, how do I have to love someone who does not deserve it?" There is only way to love the underserved without contempt. Love God first. There's only way for you to love your earthly father, no matter how painful that experience may become or have been. Love God first. Are you having problems? You need to love and know God first. Don't tell me, perhaps you have problems with your family, with your kids, with your wife. You need to love and know God first. Number three, valuing people. Mark 12 said, the second is this: love your neighbor, family, as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. The reason you see people criticizing or sarcastic, angry, dishonest, and always making people feel bad is because they are feeling bad about themselves. That maybe I just described some member of your family, or perhaps I describe you. Let me explain something to you. People who didn't experience God's love first, they don't feel good about themselves. They don't feel loved. They don't feel forgiven. They don't know what is to live under grace. And I can assure you, they don't want you to feel good, but they want you to feel their suffering. You may be one of those people. You may have been hurt by your parents, friends, co-workers. You may have been abused or rejected or abandoned or betrayed. Sure, you must have some scares in your heart. What is happening if someone of your kids asks, "Dad, how can I value and love others if they reject me all the time?" 1 John 4 said, "And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." Look, and let me show you this principle. I can give value to others if I have not experienced the value that God gives to me. In the eyes of Heavenly Father, there's only two kinds of people, the saved and the lost. Each one of us is one of those categories. And at the end of everything, no other human distinction counts. Neither your culture, your language, your country, your origin, your wealth, or your religion. That doesn't matter in the eye of God. He only sees that there are saved people or lost people. That was Luke said, and Jesus said in Luke, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?" The words "loses" and "go," do you know what it means? Value. Value. God is praising us. God is saying, "I care. I do not know what condition you are. I don't care. I'm going to look for you." Look at this principle. Every search implies value. And when I experience that I'm valuable to God, then I can love and value everyone in my family. If God sent his son to save us without deserving him, how can I stop loving and valuing others even they don't deserve it? Dad, welcome to the fatherhood. And finally, how can I help my children answer their question? Staying firm. No matter the circumstances, they need to see you firm. Firm. Staying. Exodus said, "Don't follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, don't pervert justice by siding with the crowd." That you must have the courage to be alone. But what does that mean? The greatest people never doubt and never follow the crowd. In fact, they lead the crowd. They were not willing to follow the same path as everyone else. Great people shake off conventional wisdom and are not afraid to do unconventional things. They don't take into account cultural opinions. They go against the majority. You cannot be someone big being like everyone else. But look at this principle. Your fear should not be that you are different from everyone, but you are the same as everyone. To have an impact, you must have courage. Scientists like Galileo, Copernicus, should conventional wisdom, and they walk in the opposite direction of the crowds. The great explorers were told it cannot be done, and they went and did it. The greatest social leaders in the history, like Lincoln or Luther King, were indicated as rebels, and only because they were persistent and went in the opposite direction of popular thought, and they left an incomparable legacy. 1 Corinthians, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. If some of your kids said, Dad, how do I not fear the disapproval of my friends for being Christians? We should be afraid of God's disapproval rather than the disapproval of the society. First Chronicles said, from Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. And it's incredible, these two phrases, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. We desperately need men like those of the tribe of Issachar in today's society, in today's culture, and in today's world. Men who don't doubt. We need men who understand the times, not what is already happening, but what we are living now. We need men who knows what needs to be done. Father, with your example, you can form or deform. With your example, you can attract or scare away. With your example, you define the legacy for your family. Why would a father not impact this family in this time? Because training takes time. Because many are insecure and don't think they are capable of themselves. Because some believe that they are the only ones qualified to do the task, then they don't trust. Because some don't know how to do it because there is no relationship. Look at the example of Jesus with his disciples to impact them and leave legacy. First, I do it, and you observe. Second, we do it together. Number three, you do it while I watch you. Number four, let's evaluate together. And number five, you do it and another observe you. Questions are not always answered with words. Sometimes need to be responded with our actions. What will your legacy be? I remember that song. Jose, you have it? Remember that song? I have desire to follow Jesus. Sing with me. I have desire to follow Jesus. I have desire to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning. Sing one more time. I have desire. Follow Jesus.
follow Jesus, not turning back, not turning back.
Are you sure? Because your family are waiting if this song is real in your life. It's not about words. It's about actions.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We pray that the truth of God's word is both encouraging and uplifting to you. If you'd like more information about our church, service times, or locations, or if you have a question about what you heard today and you want to connect with someone, I want to encourage you to visit us on our website at championforest.org. Have a great day, and God bless.